morning, and thank you for the opportunity of being here as a guest. I'm Jim Glynn, Executive Director of Metro Lutheran Ministry, Kansas City. We used to be called Metropolitan Lutheran Ministry, and we shortened that at our 35th anniversary. We're now 42 years old, and we've had a long and very positive relationship with St. Paul, even though there's a little distance. You guys have been, in recent years, I've been there 7 years, you've been very faithful, attending our council meetings twice a year, and we lift up your church and your ministry. We think we're somebody by being around 42, but you guys, 150 years here, I salute you guys. And having a school, I was amazed to learn your school is 150 years old also. Quite impressive. My own congregation, my home congregation back in Kansas City is Trinity Lutheran at Shawnee Mission Parkway in Knoll, Missouri Synod Church. And in this same district, both of my children were baptized at St. Luke's Lutheran Church, Kansas City, Kansas. And we have a service location there, MLM does, and has been there for a long time. My own relationship to Leavenworth is I'm a Christian mentor at the federal prison. I come up every Tuesday evening, cruise down Metropolitan, so the drive here today was very familiar. I've been very privileged to be a part of a program at the prison that helps prisoners come to know Jesus better and to allow the grace of God to change their lives. So I think if I get a little farther away from this microphone, it works better too. I want to show you just, I'm not trained and adept like your pastors are to deliver a sermon, but what I can do is to share with you what the ministry of MLM is and does. And we have like a 12-month series of images of who we are and what we do, and how we try very hard to spread the love of God through, through our benevolence and what we can do to help, especially the very, very poor and homeless in our community. So we'll just go ahead and the first image happens to be, we got into a year ago in June, again, we're starting a year ago, June 27th, a year ago, we got into the orchard business. And we've expanded that. We've been around for a while, but we never were into community gardens or orchards. But we planted 121 fruit trees in a very forlorn, beat up neighborhood in Kansas City. There was only one house occupied on that street, and the orchard went in. We put in community gardens for the residents of the neighborhood if they wanted to garden and raise food, and we brought in master gardeners to teach them how. A year later, there are six of those houses that are now occupied. I think there's some cause and effect. People see some life and growth and hope there in some community. And so we negotiated for free water, got it from the city. So that'll be a long-term. We put in an irrigation project last week to water those trees. So anyway, that's our urban orchard. And we we have a 107-year-old fire station building where our main office is. And we put in 12 garden beds there. And we're raising food right next door. We harvest it and bring it over to our pantry and give it away. So that's all brand new also. This afternoon, we celebrate our volunteers. Once a year, we have a servant appreciation party. It's like a volunteer recognition event, and we have it at our thrift store. LUMA, you guys might know about LUMA, another Lutheran organization in Kansas City, Lutheran Urban Mission Agency. LUMA and MLM went together and started a thrift store, I think 6 years ago, and at that thrift store at 95th and Knoll, we had this event. That thrift store has turned into a very positive business. It's a ministry in itself, but it gives revenue to MLM and Luma that we in turn can turn into our ministry. So anyway, we have so many volunteers, we honor them once a year, and that happens to be this afternoon. We have a huge back to school ministry. I don't know how many hundreds of backpacks we put together, but we tend to do kind of an assembly line where we have backpacks and we have lots and lots of goods and we put them together. At our packing parties, we'll have 100 volunteers come and about half children. And the children make really nice cards and put like scripture phrases if they're older children and pictures if they're younger. And we put those in each of the backpacks. I mentioned St. Luke's Lutheran Church, KCK. We have done a lot of work there in the last year, bringing our volunteer groups to help them with painting and fixing up some of the maintenance things they've needed. As I mentioned, we have had a service location there for 40 years where people come to us and get food and rent and utility assistance. A year ago, we started a hot breakfast there every Saturday morning. We have two of those in Kansas City, one on the Missouri side, one on the Kansas side. So every Saturday, people come to us. Yesterday, we fed 230 at our Missouri location and about 100 at our Kansas location. It's a full breakfast with eggs and pancakes, sausage, homemade muffins, juice, and coffee. Anyway, it's the guests that come, we tend to get to know them, and it's a wonderful ministry. We have groups of 10 volunteers that come to each one of those every week. In January of this year, we sold out in January, every week for the rest of the 52 weeks of the year was spoken for by groups of volunteers. I can tell you it's been that popular for volunteer groups from our area Lutheran churches. Okay. Now, you guys, if you guys think you're smart, I see some smart faces out there. We would love to have a group of you guys come down to our Trivia Bowl. It is so much fun. It happens in September, and I don't have the date in front of me, but I think there's a list at the end of the dates. You need a team of 8, and there are 10 different categories. And there are 10 questions each. There's real-time scoring after every round, and you can see how your group is doing in comparison to others. And then we auction cakes, and we have dessert in the middle, and it's really, really fun. So and it's young and old, you know, because the older folks like me know some of the older stuff, and the young folks know current events, pop culture, they know that better. Then there's like biblical trivia, stuff like that. We have a golf benefit that's inclusive of Luma, MLM, and Hollis Renewal Center. Some of you guys might know about Hollis. It's a Lutheran retreat center just south of the Speedway in a very beautiful area. This is a late September event. It's a really, really nice golf event. And by the way, it's pretty close. It's at Falcon Lakes, just down the road on Highway 7. So keep that in mind. Information is on our website if you're interested. We have, you know, MLM was founded, we're pan-Lutheran, by the way, inclusive of both ELCA and Missouri Synod. And we were founded, 42 years ago by a composite group of churches in the area that were trying to meet unmet needs serving the poor and the hungry. So food is a huge part of what we do. Yesterday, we had 50 volunteers and gave away food to 180 families in Midtown. And the line for this event started 2 weeks ago. Now, I don't mean people stood in line for 2 weeks. They put their markers there and their name and a box, and they wrote on the box and they put rocks in it. And then they start to gather like Friday evening and some people spend the night. And the event is like 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. So the demand for food is such that it's really humbling to see how important that is to people. But we had our food pantry. We have three food pantries, one in the Northland, one in Wyandotte County, and one in Midtown, Kansas City, Missouri. And we have volunteers that come and work in those food pantries Monday through Friday. And here's where we cut the ribbon for our orchard. This was last, again, these are sequenced starting a year ago. This was in, I believe, August or September. And if you can tell, there's a flowing robe guy with a white beard. That's a Greek Orthodox priest. He happens to live in that neighborhood, so we honored him by saying the prayer. We have, we call them servant events. We have servant events for youth and adults, spring and fall, where groups of servants, usually groups of like maybe six or so, go out to different houses in the inner city and in work usually about 4 hours. They typically like will scrape and paint a home or do yard work, typically just labor jobs that make a huge difference. We pick homes of low-income seniors, typically grandmas and grandpas that might have been cited for code violation of their gutters or their paint or something like that. And so we target people that need this the most, also people with disabilities. But anyway, it also gives youth an opportunity to learn about serving others. So anyway, we really enjoy those. Christmas store, by the way, thank you for including us in your bulletin today, our Christmas in July campaign. We gather gifts all year round, and then we serve 1,000 families at Christmas through our Christmas store, both with gifts and also food coupons that they can redeem at Save-A-Lot in Kansas City. We qualify all the families for income and residency, and we have volunteers that take applications. That happens in October. Midnight volleyball, if you have a group of youth that'd like to come, it's really a fun event. We have a devotional message in the middle of it, good food and beverage, and the kids play a lot of games of volleyball. It's a tournament type setting, and it's positive competition, but anyway, it's something we do every year, and we've actually kind of it used to at one point it we went all night. I remember doing the first one, and I hadn't been up all night since my babies were born, but I haven't been there since because I'm a tad old in the tooth to be doing that, but we have volunteers that love it, and the kids love it. This is our signature fundraising event. We call it the Power of Each One. Churches and nonprofits live on the benevolence of those that participate in the ministry, and this is where we raise money for our ministry once a year. We've had it at Starlight Theater the last 5 years, and this year we're moving it to Ritz-Charles in Johnson County. But anyway, it's a fun event where we celebrate our ministry and also put hay in the barn for the next year. Another basket packing party, you'll see youth there. And again, each one of these basket packings will have like 100 volunteers that come into the fire station building on a Saturday morning. This one, we put together food for a Thanksgiving dinner in sacks. And then from Harvesters, we got turkeys and hams. And so as people came, we would give them one of those sacks and then also a nice meat item for their Thanksgiving dinner. And this is the Christmas store. You can see it's all set up with tables and by category and age and gender. It's highly organized. And then we'll have hosts that will take a family through, and they'll say you can have one from here or two from there. And in the registration, we know the age of their kids, the size, and everything. And so we'll take them right to gifts for their family. We hold this at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at State Line in 43rd Street. That's an example of all those volunteers. That was just one shift, one day. There are over 700 unique volunteers that participate in our Christmas store every year, which is really an all-year-round thing. And it's a ministry that a lot of volunteers have really latched onto and really have taken a lot of leadership in. Again, I mentioned our breakfast ministry. The young woman is the wife of one of my pastors, Scott Eberlein. That's his wife, Stephanie. That's at the Kansas City, Kansas St. Luke's breakfast. I've already mentioned that we have a hot breakfast in two different locations. Another look at different folks. We have the average income of people that attend our breakfast is, goodness sakes, extremely low. They really value this weekend meal. There aren't as many like soup kitchen meals or weekend meals in Kansas City, so ours is valued by the people that come. The food giveaways, by the way, our little humble MLM founded Harvester's Food Bank back in the 1970s. There wasn't a food bank in Kansas City, and MLM with some visionary people started it and then launched it on its own, and it's become huge in this region. They continue to be very good friends of ours, and we get from them 12 to 15 pallets of food once a month on the second Saturday, which was yesterday. And as I mentioned, we have like 50 volunteers that come from different churches. And the food, fortunately, is almost all fruits and vegetables. And people in the inner city don't get that so much. Sadly, they get just a whole lot of starchy and kind of, cheaper food. So it's one of the reasons that the long line starts 2 weeks early. So it's such a joy to distribute this food. And the volunteers, we have little carts. Each person gets like somewhere between like 30 and 50 pounds of food. And we'll help take that to their car or to the bus stop anyway, it's really, really fun to distribute good food to people. Some of you may have heard of the Harvester's Back Snack Program. It's for low-income elementary school children in the inner city. Brain development and good nutrition has a lot to do with kids, growing and learning. Unfortunately, low-income children during the school year have a drop-off in quality of food on the weekends. So every Friday, we host 5 elementary schools in the inner city, and about 500 of these backpacks go out. It's all volunteer-driven. Volunteers, drivers come and pick these up and take them to the schools. And so kids take home a backpack of quality food that they can pull from and eat during the weekend. It's good quality food, small cans and things like that. We have a group of developmentally disabled adults comes to sanitize and repackage the backpacks. It's from L'Arche in Kansas City, which is a faith-based international series of communities for low-income people. Henry Nouwen, the famous Christian writer, was a member of a L'Arche community in Canada. Another packing party. This one was feeding hungry families. Again, it's always amazing just the scope of the number of people that come and participate. One of the things we try to do at MLM is to be a vehicle for servant, Christian servant engagement. We know that faith without works is dead. We know we're saved by faith, not by our works, but having faith, it's impossible for us not to want to love and serve. And so we try to be a vehicle to structure that and give people opportunities to come. And they stumble over themselves coming, which is really quite fun for us. In the last year, we have added two housing projects for homeless people with disabilities. These are folks, some of them like with that are chronically mentally ill and homeless. These are the folks that are on street corners talking to themselves or beat up, the women get raped. It's just a very, very hurt population. So we've opened three of these in the last 5 years, two in the last 12 months, and where people can come and live with lots of case management support to help them stay in housing and overcome the issues they have, so that they can live in safe and dignified housing and get the other community services they need in order to stay stable. And it's done with a great deal of compassion. So this was one, this is a 14-unit housing project on the Missouri side near 29th and Paseo. And Luther Johnson, a good first name, was our founding executive director back in 1971. He was called from Minnesota to come. And so we named this housing project for him, Luther Johnson Homes. This was started in December of 2012, and we have nine homeless people with disabilities in this project. That was a ribbon cutting. Another packing party. This one was blanket making, I'm trying to think. You cut the ends and you tie them, and then you have two layers and you tie those together. Someone's nodding. You guys know. Some of you have participated in this, and in the wintertime, distributing blankets to the people we serve is a big deal. They really, really appreciate that. Our spring fling event is. Anybody here ever been down to that? Show of hand. I mean, I know it's a ways to go. The reason I ask is it's been going for 30-some years. It's always 2 weeks before Easter. We raise money for our Christmas store through our Spring Fling event. A lot of baked goods, a lot of craft goods, a lot of events and games for kids, silent auction. We have it at Bethany Lutheran Church at 91st and Lamar. It's really a fun spring event and brings a lot of people out. And there's also an early pancake breakfast and then a lunch and so forth. But really a fun, fun family activity. We have another fundraiser. Again, we're raising money. This one is our 3B. Somebody had an idea 2 years ago. This one is at Boulevard Brewery. It's held during the NCAA tournament. So the three B's are Boulevard equals beer, B equals basketball, and the third B is barbecue. So kind of a sweet spot combination for a lot of people. We have Oklahoma Joe's barbecue and big screen TVs, and it's really, really a fun event. We sell tickets to it, and all this stuff ends up being on our website. If anybody wants to come down, have a good time during the basketball season. So this is always on a Friday night. Well, always we've had two, but they've been wildly successful. Easter basket packing, another event. These basket packing. I mentioned we limit them to 100 people, and they close up because we have to shut them off. People just really come to enjoy those, and also it's a way to bring young children. And because they can do things that day too, and the whole family can participate. We have a lecture series every year. This one was at Atonement Lutheran Church. Marva Dawn is a Christian writer and speaker. She's out of Vancouver. We've had some interesting speakers, different topics in recent years. And a couple years ago, we had Shane Claiborne, young Christian radical, and out of Philadelphia. So we try to pick different topics that engage, our journey as Christians to stimulate us to consider our own faith and be as good as we can be. This is something we're really excited about. In January of this year, we opened a job center at our Midtown location. One of the most difficult things is for the people we serve to help them find jobs and gain empowerment so they can overcome the cycle of poverty. And, people drop out of high school. And so this is a job center that also helps people complete their GEDs. We've been very fortunate with funding. We found three different funding sources that paid for this in advance for the first full year. We have a highly skilled adult educator that's really, really creative in helping people find jobs. We have a bulletin board with a star goes on it every time somebody gets a job. The bulletin board is filled and it's spilling out over the sides. We only started in January. We believe both in giving people fish and teaching them to fish, because there will always be people that will need food today and help today. But certainly, if at all possible, if we can help people, get out of that cycle of poverty and find self-reliance and have a job and an income and become stable. We've been doing that since our beginning. But this targeted new program has really been extremely successful. And we're already thinking about expanding that to St. Luke's on the Kansas side. This is just another slide on the same thing. We call it learning to earning. We have dodgeball for the midnight volleyball is for high school kids. Dodgeball is for middle school kids. Similar format. It's just a different way to engage kids to have a good time and also to hear a word about Christian ministry. So they get a little of both and they tend to enjoy both. Now this is back to our orchard. This was in the spring on a cool day. MLM also, in its early days, founded Kansas City Community Gardens. Both Harvesters and KCCG are great partners. We enjoy them and we're good friends. But this is right next door to our fire station building. Those are the 12 community garden beds I mentioned. That's the day we constructed them and filled them up with high quality soil. If you could see them today, they're staked up and there's straw on them and they're bearing produce and it's a wonderful new permanent addition to our pantry. Well, I guess that was actually taken pretty recently. That's what they look like sort of today. And this is for adults. We're almost to the end here. We've gotten up to June. We have a congregational servant event where groups of adults go out and fix up houses. And on this event, we tend to have more skilled adults that can use saws and power equipment and things like that. So they'll tear off a porch, rebuild a porch. Sometimes they'll build a wheelchair ramp in one day. So then we'll have 80 to 100 people participate in a number of different projects. This is something that happens every month. There's a USDA program where low-income seniors can receive a box of of good food, and they get a block of cheese. That woman's holding it in her hand. And because they're senior adults, they tend to be, you know, a little bit frail. So we have a group of about a half dozen men who carry their food out to their car or to the bus stop. And some people, you know, have wheel carts and they pull it home. But we give away 300 of these boxes every month. And they tend to be the sweetest grandmas and grandpas. And we get to know them, and they're, you know, there's joking and bantering. And it's really a joyful volunteer experience for the guys that come. And we're getting right, I'm sure this might be the last one. We had on this day, a couple weeks ago, we had a group of youth come and mulch the trees at our orchard. So again, just an example of, we have groups of people coming all the time to serve and engage, and they end up, you know, we have a devotion each time, and anyway, this really helped our orchard, because those little baby trees are well fed, well nurtured, and we thank this group of kids that day for helping us. And this is a day that, like, this was the next day. Kids went out and did some painting. Another part of our, you know, congregational servant event that I mentioned earlier. And we're at the end. Let's see if my vision is good enough. I told you about our golf event, and why don't we go to the next one? Let's see. There's midnight volleyball on there. Trivia Bowl, yeah, I mentioned Trivia Bowl too. I can't read the date. It's September 13, I can see that. And so keep that in mind. I think there might be one more. Is that the last one? Okay, very good. Well, that's at the adult forum. I'm also asked to be your guest, so if you want to come down, we're gonna take a look at the topic of poverty, and have a discussion. I have a video also that kind of stimulates some of that discussion. So thank you very much for being your guest today, and thank you for your partnership in our ministry.